Don't try to help me.
Landi po kausibi ena ba City Lebungo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM Ovo kambule tu weekend na turanga marama Dorobo unu manelewa Ena sana tini kabani nondo manua Kena samba ibu kai tukutuku Ena bono Lebungo Wellington Nimbula minaka Sabo kambule tu gani Ena adha tali Ena adha nimbula Ena adha ninganga Ni wane turanga otsi su Kristo Kaunita kana bose ni kalou Ena na rongoza ni kuwa Ena beba ungeti Ena be tumberi kibi kenda Ena singa nindai Ndaki nimbula ni tabutu Ndaki nimbula ni tao Ndati kumule vale Senda baro mtu mwe mwenoli na halaka Senda baro mtu mwe naloma ni motuka Uno da mga baro mwe kina matakani singa nindai Sanung itabi Mwe kinda bakitu wikenda Ena matakani singa nigua Ena Wellington Access Radio Ena 27.2 FM Ena singa minaka nikua Au nitaka Nina kauti kenda runa kalau kini ndota nila lebolo Nibi ingarami Ena singa nindai Lako tumbaga mai Nisulandi wangito Sema ngande Sema idhagadhaka Sema ibuli Sema sama ilioni wuno tunde itu Ena wuno ngu New Zealand Kapaka itu kituka na wuno wali mungu O Wellington Au sama kambule tuka ni weekenda Ena singa minaka nikua Sana dhaba dhaba Kwa lako maikina ena singa minaka nikua Awa Maila umbeka Laka unrobe mbua Sema dhuata Maimba Matakira O Kadabu Lama ibiti Tailevu Rewa Serwa una mosi. Sana ula labi una nunga matikina musa. Sana labi ula umbaikina. Au sanga umbule tugani. Ena singa mila nikua. Na hava tali. Ni wani turang kwa Jesu Kristo.
Amen. Ni vasoka wana turang na singa mila kanikua. Praise the Lord. Chaka mana maikina kasalibu. Amen. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Foreshores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central, as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva, and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can tell you that we are going to be able to get the worship centers. So we can be able to get Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We are going to be able to get the and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rose. All the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Se Rasi, and I believe the Rasi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melotikirana for sure, but if you so vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa biwa kambula weekend. So weekend sel ni loni loti. Loni loti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the singer ni loti New Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerondure ni kuwa to save you. Nakabaka level for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. Wakabula tala weekend na tiko na vivali ni vivesu. Bono da banda wakarong may kina wakatali kina na vivali ni mula. Weekend na tiko iviti wakatali kina may kina na wakarong may wano tani na bono da mga ni wakarong may kina singi na kanikuwa. And do na request sila kaya weekend na may TV na madaw sa wati. Kabakabota weekend na wakarong may kina na wali vivesu kina ni sana chiyan chumay kina na program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you marama the bakarong tumanikua. Na wanoza ba kubakarong tumanikua. I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you are an outcast. So we can the no, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because you know it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tika na biwala ni mbula to bimate sa kambi ko beko buni wae sa sangani rawa so we can just log in mbula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. Find the joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give this time to Ngaselebu.
Hallelujah. And the television may kandabu atul may viti atulau bigumdo may lawidak do malombula na bale bune sema tumai kemdo may namuke lau may kambara may mode may komo may otoniata may boto may ono ilau fulang na botaki onge nimbula binaka may lakemba may diria bonombula mango katfala tuda nimbula binaka ena sema takani sing nindai may na ese semuala may totoya botalaki na may nungu ena nivasu namuke may mutuku nimbula binaka botalaki na may muala nimbula binaka sing nimbula may bonobatu botalaki na may kandabu mai zake ono kotu sumu sargira nimbula binaka atu ya sumu malabu nimbula binaka kemendo mai nasosu mai nabiti kematala kina kemendo mai alombi mai waya darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga bini binaka tiku wana turanga hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darongo da nikua na tukuni alo mai ingaswe nana kaya tusa naka tiko hemeni na kago tusa naka the things that you confess you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Emeni na kago baga tusa na ndona singa na tombali mai weko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith not by sight. Wala mula tal the weekend na turanga na marama zarbo na ngani lewa zaga zaba obisa we stay seni todo gani obisa we lori todo gani obisa nimbula minaga nindo usia mati kumai sanga nimbula zabi weekend manina zaga zaba matai walu dalai nambua main dalai namaka mai wayabi mai lotoka vature kuka mai lambasa nimbula minaka we kemba kede ni matai walu nimbula minaka we kemundo muna vendel ninuku mai senai nimbula minaka mai siria ena vendelana nimbula minaka ena singa minaka nikuwa nero itabi mekarobuka mbula tiku weekend hena singa bina ni kwa seta lani ngule labi wikenda na leo imiti ni lakwa angito wala laka wangande wakabuli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima misa wakambule tuka ina fosua totoka tulandraki tobo suwa wakalindi marabu lalura itu na isa sokolami wangina kitale nga embasi kalibu mai ombega hiri awa wakatalaki henu the tambongo hena mayas mataka nisika ni nainda wakabili bina kapakali wana kalu wakasoso manda wala turanga kabi kwa ya toka esamu kwa zi ngubatuk lange free ko gerede tu na matali singa singa ni shomi
emeni
iko somo na liwaliwa iko somo na wai iko na kalo somo raga tumai auza mai lo malange kina matali singa berli wi sao me na ngola ni ata baba takino wa kina lange ra lingu ba somo li lingu ba talingua singa ba ngandua ni ba ustail na lange sulia na kalo ni singa ngani kwa kabi kenda ni voltamu ena mazi una kena wase tin ngandua ruso ngo wa ruso ngo ngali wa kina tol so bulu ndula ngo mai bia ku kemu ndu ba ndo sa ola ni zolata ola ni Lata, ola ni lata, esosa, ola ni lata sandeke, susa ndeke ndeke sayara, susa yara yara sabiu, gaikatu kutisu, dolang baby, come on to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kauka, dolang baby, kikimdu bando sa, ola ni lata ni zolola bibi, hauna pagadi wikimdu, hallelujah. Doctor Wiken, Doctor Wikimdu na nunguibua. Emeni.
Emeni.
Ni sarara na nungu ibu wange mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano beisureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na beisureti. Ngo indo na beisureti ni. Uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambul apa seni kalau ke kau 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 ngata sara kemuzungan ini selalu orang betirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kau mal ezru mangai baga takila mesuaka ngai wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila emeni mena hal talangan aku nama mena nanduri matai kuaya kendara rere bi kuaya kasih talangan itu nak kendara rebuni tagarawa. The solution to every problem that we have,
amen,
whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. We encourage every senior pastors. Kena ndo ulanga tumale bu nalo tuba Kristo sambule tu ende ndai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Amen.
And it's a big challenge. kembaleni bishure tetuna kalo dola ko mai biao mai tolo ko mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu diao ko endam de bois ka ko lame lo tolo ko mai ni lo tolo ko mai ko bagandu na e ona ni zolata na izolo bibi kalimbe kada timu kalimbe na lube mu ndwe mosbeiko ndwe bola gabiko ngaina numatiko e kalitiko na kalo se kalitiko se kalitiko e kalitiko ko ya en mataka ni sigani ko menda lago mai biko ya en mataka ni sigani ndai ndama ingara biko ya bagaya lago bagai dina kauta mai na numundu izolo zola kelena kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalo en sigani ndani ko ni ko mbere ni bimbi mai vale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody, but if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through, and sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know. This was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we can wrong to Minikua, don't come my other, and me two can do talikin and no mumbula. Sonaka you gonna kita, Sonaka Vakadaka. Sonaka you can be qua, Sunday to Rumbekaniado, yes, I have. Inikua, me wrong to go on Dominicalomico, Nanonanoma, and do it to me, no. Na veka iko na nume ni bina kaviko, ndu ndu na kana nume kwa ni bina kaviko. Yenda na railo malangi na sengi ni reda na kani na vadha. Ge kau kwa viko pati ke yao. Me vaka na yao ni lo malangi me na ndele ni vurumura. Sabaka kina na nogo na numa, kina nomu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt. Maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabikeda Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Baktawa. Via Kabini Sigatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sengakina, and the lounge, open space, but it's going to store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Via Sigatambu. And I am in a net to Sulan Tinago, Mavaro to get on a Vimada, Kiton and Dandavo get it to Nayet on a Langser, Langapolot, Vitalanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakao night. Noninito Munuti Babakao. Langoto Soto, Susanaki Chikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule Lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts is still the best for you. Gendo bata nsinga tabu maya, kito ndamitiko. Osarebe na tamangu, milato wala kasarebe tamangu. Na vingone kete kito nandabo, langa seritu na langa poloto nandabo tungese tamangu. Tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. When Kanangaling kay kinakoya, the Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Okay. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband. You took my wife. For that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now. And worship Him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. And between us, so many things are not going to be done. Or maybe somebody have passed on because was not vaccinated, you're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, nakaiba bulivi kina bulivi mekina nandio nikatini. I believe I'm making an alone. I begin to